Mitra was wary of a trap even before she felt the warning premonitions through the Force. Setchel had given her a time and location for the meeting. He'd even told her the name of the man from the Holovid, Lord Scourge. But she still didn't trust him. Arriving at the location only confirmed her suspicions. Setchel's instructions had led her to an isolated cave on the outskirts of the city. The perfect place for an ambush. A single speeder was parked in a clearing about 50 meters away from the entrance. Evidence that somebody else was already there. It was possible the Sith had come alone, but Mitra estimated the vehicle could hold as many as 6 adult humanoids. There was also the possibility that other speeders had been hidden nearby, meaning she had no idea how many might be waiting for her inside the cave. T3M4 obviously shared her concerns. The droid twittered nervously as she brought the speeder in for a landing on a patch of bare dirt near the other speeder.
I know, she muttered. But this is the only lead we've got.
She climbed out of the speeder and extended a small cargo ramp so T3 could exit as well. The mouth of the cave loomed before them, black and forbidding. Earlier, she had discussed several dozen strategies with T3, laying out contingency plans for the most common conceivable scenarios. Fortunately, their planning had included a potential ambush by enemies hiding under the cover of darkness.
Operation Supernova is a go, she whispered.
T3 beeped uncertainly.
We'll give them every chance to surrender, she assured him. But be ready for this to get ugly. Hopefully it won't come to that, she added. Maybe Lord Scourge is curious enough about why I'm here to hear me out before he tries anything.
T3 didn't reply. She took it as a bad sign that he was suddenly speechless. Walking slowly, she entered the cave. It was too dark to see more than a meter in front of her, but she could sense several other beings inside, watching her approach. She assumed they were using night vision goggles. It was the only way for anyone's sight to pierce the darkness of the cave. She tried to act timid and unsure, a clueless victim walking heedlessly into the waiting trap. The more vulnerable she appeared, the closer they'd let her advance before taking any action.
Stay close, T3,
she whispered, keeping her voice low so only he could hear her.
Is anybody here?
She called out, making her voice tremble slightly. She took another seemingly cautious step forward.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Don't move, a voice shouted from the darkness. We have you surrounded.
Lord Scourge? She called out. Is that you? I only want to talk.
Lie flat on the ground and put your hands behind your head, the voice ordered. If not, we open fire.
Now, T3,